Hello?
Hello, I'm Joshua from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Luce. Right, thank you so very much. Let's go ahead and continue in that case. And now, in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
Okay, one moment, please. One more, Kern. Thank you so very much. And now, let me also ask you, could you please tell me what's your zip code?
75.
Your zip code, please?
93263.
Thank you so much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born, please? Just the year.
1952.
Well, thank you so very much. And also, let me ask you, please, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And also, for statistical purposes only, what is your race, please?
White.
Caucasian or white? Okay. Thank you so very much. White. And also, let me ask you, what is the last grade that you completed in school? Some grade school, grades 1 to 8. Some high school, grades 9 to 11. Graduated high school, grade 12. Technical vocational school. Some college, graduated college, Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science.
Graduated AA. I have an AA, okay. 2 years of college.
2 years graduated college. Okay, thank you. And moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Rudy Salas, favorable or unfavorable? Thank you. David
Valadares, favorable.
Favorable. How about Kamala Harris?
Not favorable.
Okay, unfavorable. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. And Joe Biden, please.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, right. Thank you. Moving forward now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless on the candidate's stand on most other issues. You could accept up to two responses, the cost of a mortgage or rent, Social Security and Medicare, abortion, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, taxes.
Inflation, the cost of living.
Okay, and cost of living. Thank you. Let me just read a few last ones to see if you can change your mind or you can just select the ones that you already did. Healthcare is the last one. No, so you would still select inflation or the cost of living, and one more. You can select another one if you like it.
Did you have the border on there?
Yeah, border security. Correct.
Border security.
Thank you. Moving forward, ma'am. And I would like to ask you now, thinking ahead to the election this November on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me,
ten.
How interested are you in the November, election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? 10. Very interested, you say, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., Trump, Donald Trump? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican? Still Donald Trump?
Trump.
I would record your response like that. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Garvey.
Steve Garvey. Thank you. And now, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican. Valadao.
That's kind of hard. Valadao.
Okay. You will definitely vote for Valadao, or probably for Valadao?
Probably for Valadao. I like Rudy Salas, too, but Valadao, definitely.
Thank you very much. Your opinion is important. Next, I am going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me.
I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time.
Hurry.
I'm running out of time at the restaurant thing here.
Sure. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year, more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure
I'm out of time. I'm out of time, honey. I'm out of time. Sorry.
I don't have...
Fine. Thank you.